Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
JV program, how do you do? Here we are all over America, all over... excuse me, I was just looking at a promotional thing for the DJV program, how we tell people how to listen in the various ways. You know, there's the Doug Stephan Now channel that's been on TuneIn. You can find us all over the place on the various podcast networks, the podcast itself, Doug Stephan. There's the DJVshow.com, which is where you get this program. Googled Doug Stephan to see what would come up. From time to time, as you know, this is an entrepreneurial adventure, and I'm sort of in charge, so every once in a while I check on things to see how they're working. Sometimes they're working fine. Sometimes they're not working at all. And so, in trying to find where I found two things that were actually kind of weird, ladies. One of them was how many Doug Stephans there are in America. And one of the reasons that there's a bit of confusion is because Doug Stephan is identified in cities or towns where the radio program is heard. So you don't really know by looking at the screen the first time I went to it, is it me that's in all of these communities? Because you look at the map, there are pins all over the place. And then there claims to be 85 people named Doug Stephan. There's one in Columbus, Ohio. Well, we're on the radio there. There's one here in Framingham, Mass. That's me. There's one in Healy, Alaska. That's where we're on the air. There's one in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're on the air there. So you see what I mean? It's just sort of, is that me or is it somebody else who's there? Here's one in Tule, Utah, and that's where we're on the air in Utah. Salt Lake City, there's another Doug Stephan in Glendale, Arizona. We're on the air there. Do you think is it me or is it somebody, are there all these Doug Stephans everywhere?
There's only one you.
Yeah, there is only one you.
I find it interesting. Do you ever Google your name? Victoria, if you Google your name, what do you come up with?
All my social media stuff comes up. Actually, you know what? The weirdest thing is, a couple years ago, I was on the beach reading a Vanity Fair magazine it was an article about Madonna doing work in Malawi.
Yeah.
And she said in the quote, well, I owe all of my exposure to Malawi to Victoria Keelan, spelled exactly like my name. And I did it was so surreal because, like, my name is not common. And even the way that my last name is spelled with an A at the end, and normally Keelan is Ian, so it was so bizarre that to have another Victoria Keelan in the world. So yes, it was trippy, but that's the only other one I've ever found.
So this particular the results of this inquiry showed that the average Doug Stephan was 58 years of age, made $104,000 a year, 100% Caucasian, and 52% of me is married.
Only half of you is married?
Only half of you is married.
That's about
there
right.
There you go. That's right. Okay. Jennifer, the Iowa caucus coming up this week. I think it's Monday, as a matter of fact. So keeping people informed as to what to expect. Is it over? Are the polls changing much? Have they in the last week? What do we expect will happen as the polls open on Monday?
The big story is Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders has been surging all over the place. And, you know, we've seen candidates surge before. He just happens to be surging at the right time. We saw Mayor Pete surging for a while towards the end of last year. Certainly Elizabeth Warren surging over the summer. Now it's Bernie's turn, and it's peaking at the right time. What's the notable story here is that these candidates that are still in the race have all started to kind of turn on each other a bit. It's been pretty friendly. There hasn't been a lot of nastiness. I mean, there have been a few moments during debates where things got a little uncomfortable, but by and large, most of these candidates have been pretty polite. Starting off at the top, Mayor Pete has changed his tone a bit in his closing argument ahead of the caucuses during the day on Monday. He swung at both front runners. He called Joe Biden a risk, and he said Bernie Sanders is polarizing. He kind of is, obviously listening to him is reflecting what the polling's showing, and it's him trying to catch up with these two who are ahead of him in the polls. Both Biden and Sanders skipped or failed to mention Mayor Pete or any other rival Democrat in events over the past couple of days. But Biden has been arguing that he offers stability and he'll build on the Obama years. And he said he's just itching for a fight with Trump on guns and health care and foreign policy, national security. He's still using the storyline that he's the one that's best suited to beat Trump. Elizabeth Warren hosted a teletown hall because, you know, she's been tied up with the impeachment trial. She worked on her pitch saying that women are better positioned than men to win in the general. She said that the data shows women have been outperforming men as candidates in competitive races ever since Donald Trump took office, and she's been trying to make that argument.
Except she can make the argument, but it's not about her. She's not the one.
Correct, but I don't think it applies
right.
to her.
Yeah, right. We agree on that.
Then Bernie said that he's the one who's consistent, and he's the one that has a progressive record, and he's got the grassroots.
Right about that. That's
movement
true.
Behind him, sure. He said, "I'm here." This is another one that he was he was doing telepathically, I suppose, electronically. He did a tele rally as well from D.C. last week, and he said that he'd rather be in Iowa, but he's stuck in Washington D.C. He talked about his plans as president: raising the minimum wage, legalizing marijuana, passing Medicare for all, protecting women's rights, fight climate change, restrict gun access, and an overhaul of immigration policy. So. Again, they're trying to fight it out. If you believe the polling shows that Bernie will easily win Iowa and he will easily win New Hampshire, which sets him up in a good position for Super Tuesday, which is coming up the first week of March.
For Michael Bloomberg. Go ahead.
Where is Michael Bloomberg? Do you know, Jen? Is he anywhere in there in the polling?
Well, he's not, and this is the point that I've been making all along. He's not on the ballot in Iowa. He's not on the ballot in New Hampshire.
He's not on the
ballot in most of the states with Super Tuesday. Mm. So he's really not a part of the conversation in when you're drilling down to the states, and that's what I keep saying is a problem, because to win the primary you have to be able to win the primary to go into the election.
Nobody's going to win the primary. That's why Bloomberg,
I think that's
that
what he's counting
out.
On yeah
exactly yeah.
I was talking to my mom about this just the other day, and she said that when Kennedy won as president, it was an open ballot, and
yeah,
that,
that's
and
right.
There
he was
there
not
were a lot
the
of different people. Yeah. Yeah. So it's happened before. It could happen. Yeah. Anything can happen. Yeah. But right. I saw a Quinnipiac poll yesterday that said that Biden was actually leading.
I thought it was still Bernie.
Yeah, I thought it was.
That was kind of an outlier. Bernie's, according to, let's look at Real Clear Politics right now, because they always do like an up to the minute. Sometimes you get outlier polls. Biden's still, by and large, the winner when it comes to national polling, but that doesn't matter as much. In Iowa, Real Clear Politics has Sanders up at 23.8%, Biden's at 20.2%, Mayor Pete 15.8%, Warren 14.6%, Klobuchar 9.6, Yang 3.8. This is big for Amy Klobuchar, too. This will be a make or break for her in Iowa. She spent a lot of her resources there, and I don't think she's even playing to win Iowa, but she needs to show up in the top
three.
Vice
presidential candidate. She fits the bill for all of them. No matter who it is that gets the nomination, even Bloomberg, she fits the
Yeah, but
that
that's not what
role.
She wants. She wants to win, and she's got to do well in Iowa. New Hampshire Sanders is up by a lot. He's at 26.3, followed by Biden at 16.8.
How old is Amy Klobuchar? Just out of curiosity.
I think she's around 50, right?
Is she in her 60s? I didn't think she was that old. She's in her 50s.
Maybe she's not. I don't know.
Yeah. I agree with you, Doug.
I think that she fits. She's a puzzle piece that fits every candidate as a VP.
She's
59.
59. Okay. What's the, when we think about the United States of America, we think about the United States of anxiety, are we now really because we actually have these after 4 years of this nonsense, because as soon as the president gets sworn in, okay, who's going to be next? So we've been going through this, and it creates more and more and more anxiety. And certainly with the impeachment, it's created more and more and more anxiety. So are we the United States of America, or the United States of anxiety, or are we even the United States anymore? So let's see how it all fits together. 16 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
The average American eats about 400 to 500 more calories than we used to.
Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says that's helped fuel the obesity epidemic. But for most healthy adults, cutting out 200 or so calories a day can help a lot because you'll likely reduce your daily intake of carbs and fat.
Which is a good thing. Every pound of weight we put on is 5 miles of blood vessels. So you do the math. If you're 10 pounds overweight, it's a lot. And your heart gets tired. The blood pressure goes up, the heart attack rates go up, etc.
Cutting calories also decreases your risk of stroke, diabetes, some cancers, and Alzheimer's disease.
It's not a good thing to have extra calories because our body stores them. If we could just urinate them out, that'd be wonderful, but it doesn't happen that way.
He says watch your portion sizes and eat foods based on the Mediterranean diet, which includes vegetables, fruits, whole grains, fish, and olive oil. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so what's going on in the brush fire capital of the world in Australia? The state of New South Wales announcing an independent investigation into the cause of these fires. It's going to take 6 months for them to examine what's going on, or has gone on, it's still going on, in fact. But we were talking about this off the air, how this was the number one story until
yeah, until it wasn't
virus. And but there, by the way, there's
still
a hell
problem.
Of a problem in Australia with the virus. A lot of people, you know, it's very close. Australia is very close to China. A lot of people going over have gone back and forth there. There's a real problem with the coronavirus in Australia. They got, my God, what problems they have. The drought that they have, the heat that they have, the fires that they have, the death of all these animals. 2,500 homes have been burned. The climate scientists there have said the most dominant reason for the heat wave now are the strong Indian Ocean, what they call the dipole, the difference in temperature in the West and East Indian Ocean. And that happens also in the Atlantic Ocean down below the equator. The shifting currents and things like that that change the temperature of the water. And they oftentimes cause real serious weather patterns, so you can understand. It's really amazing that this stuff is going on. And there's really not a whole lot you can do about it. It's going to have to burn itself out. And that may be another month or two. 21 after here on the DJV program.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
That's a light in my eyes, like a diamond in the sky. How I wonder.
23 and change after here on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara, Hugh, me, and Dave Matthews. Been an outspoken environmentalist for a long time. He's got an upcoming children's book called If We Were Giants. And the book brings his nature-loving spirit to inspire the next generation of environmentally conscious children. Disney Publishing announcing its acquisition of the novel, which was written by Dave Matthews in collaboration with a children's book author named Kate Barrett Smith. I don't know. Anybody know that name? I don't know. Apparently it's well known. If We Were Giants is for middle grade readers. Tells a fantasy tale about a girl named Kira who has to confront her past mistakes before she can save her peaceful community, the tree folk, from a gigantic threat. Dave Matthews says, having spent my childhood exploring the forests of Virginia and time as an adult with the people of South Africa, I really respect a life balanced with nature. I'm thrilled to be working with Cleet and Disney to tell a story that focuses on the importance of the environment. If I Were Giants hits the shelves as a hardcover book on March 3rd. For those of you who look for good things for your children, I may look for that for my grandson.
He loves to have
all of us read to him. It's good, maybe a good book, at least give him the stories. He's talking about some of these things. So it's good. All right, next up musically is Kacey Musgraves, proud mother of a new fur baby. She's been sharing images of a puppy that she adopted this week all over social media. She introduced the world to a new puppy. She named it Pepper. Meet Pepper, she captioned. The newest family member here rescued her yesterday, our little pound puppy. What does this dog look like?
Is such a cute dog.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I'll send you a picture. She's adorable.
Okay. Yeah, I think she's probably like a mutt. I don't know. It looks like maybe German Shepherd and some other stuff.
Oh, we're talking about the dog bowls and the puppy bowls and the adoption stuff that goes on with Super Bowl weekend. So this is appropriate. It wouldn't be too far-fetched as Mike Bloomberg visited Tom's one-hour photo in L.A.'s Koreatown for a new profile photo. She's the one who put that little store on the map.
Yeah, and I think at least thousands of other people must have gone in the last couple months since she went there, because he's just constantly pushing out pictures of people who were inspired by her. So if she was able to do that with this little tiny Photoshop, then I imagine she can help get some more puppies adopted.
That's where social media is powerful and positive.
That's the
best of social media.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Next up, musically, Taylor Swift. has a Netflix documentary coming out called Miss Americana. It actually hits the screens this weekend. The movie includes some home video of her award show montage clips, peeks at the exhaustion of a grueling world tour, and Taylor's struggles with body dysmorphia. She's been very skinny all of her.
She was filling very thin. She's not. She looks normal now, but she was. Yeah. I always thought she was painfully thin, but it turns out she kind of had an eating disorder, and she talks about it, I guess, in this new documentary.
Yeah. Yep. She looks so much better now, doesn't she? Healthier.
She looks healthier.
She looks mature too.
Yeah,
maturing a little bit. Swift took to social media to let her fans know that it also would be screening this. This Americana screening in a number of movie theaters around the country for people who want to see that. I'd actually go see that. I think I'd be interested to see what she's all about. But we can find that in L.A., Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Swift posted a list of the 24 movie houses that are going to be showing this. You got ones in L.A., ones in El Paso, ones in Dallas, San Antonio, San Francisco, Phoenix, New York, Austin, and London. So, all right, yep, something to look for if you are into that sort of thing. I just like those stories about people. It kind of makes them real for me, anyway, to see something like that. So that's that story from Taylor Swift here on the storied DJB program at 28 past the hour. You and I,
at Sprint, we know how much you depend on your phone. So when you've got a cracked screen, it's the worst. We get it, and we want to help you. It doesn't matter if you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Just drop by a Sprint repair store, and we will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Seriously, you don't even need to switch. See, we're doing things differently. It doesn't matter which carrier you use, Sprint will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Whether you dropped it and chipped the corner while taking a selfie, or even if your two-year-old shattered the whole screen, Sprint will repair it. That's a pretty great deal for a less than great situation. So, what are you waiting for? Visit Sprint.com/fixmyscreen and visit a Sprint repair store near you. Now until February 9th.
Requires eligible Galaxy phone and working condition. Not all screens are repairable. Same-day service not guaranteed. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Not combinable with insurance claims. Restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Bernie Sanders is asking for a partial re-canvass from Iowa's Democratic Party, saying corrections were made. He was on CBS's Face the Nation.
We're going to contrast our views with Mayor Buttigieg. And one of the areas of contrast, to be honest with you, is that last count he has about 40 billionaires who are contributing to his campaign.
Pete Buttigieg on Fox News Sunday.
I'm building a campaign that's not defined by who we reject. It's defined by belonging. It's defined by inclusion.
Pete Buttigieg now has 14 delegates. 12 go to Bernie Sanders, 8 to Elizabeth Warren, 6 to Joe Biden, and 1 to Amy Klobuchar. The Associated Press says it's still unable to declare a winner. The candidates are looking ahead to Tuesday in the New Hampshire primary. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Here we are, continuing on with our conversation about this wonderful world we live in. First thing you think about when you wake up in the morning, turn on the radio, it's the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, as I look around at the wonders of this. I get off on the tangents, I know, sometimes. The radio world and reviewing it and thinking about how much it does impact us. Still, 92% of the people in this country listen to radio at one point or another during the day, every day. That's pretty amazing, pretty awesome, actually. And there are fewer and fewer good choices.
So, and thank goodness for them, too.
Yes, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, yes, absolutely. So here we are with our job, which is to bring you up to date on things, keep you aware of things, stories that stay with you. I want to talk about Valentine's Day in a moment, even though it's a couple of weeks away. I have an idea for you. But first, the situation with the coronavirus, what airlines are doing or what they aren't doing, Victoria, kind of an interesting, how in the world, I guess you almost have to wonder sometimes who it is that runs these, what kind of common sense do they have, the starting and stopping of stupid stuff. So what are they doing now? What's
well,
around?
This actually might be a good thing. As we know, there are over 50 million people that are under a government lockdown right now in central China. So sports and transport, cultural events, everything's canceled. Schools canceled. In Hong Kong, same thing. Schools canceled now for the next month at least. And we haven't really seen anything like that happening in the U.S. yet. And we may not. Who knows? We don't know really how fast this virus is spreading outside of mainland China. But the interesting thing is, if you are flying internationally, you may find that some of the amenities are being taken, or if you want to call them amenities, but they're being taken away. Pillows, blankets, hot meals, magazines, even the safety cards now, like everything is being, anything that you can touch that gets passed from passenger to passenger is being removed from the planes. And I guess
the seats.
I know, right? Well, you know, the thing is, like, to me, instead of removing this stuff, you know, I think it was the end of last year, one of the health reports about airlines came out, and the dirtiest thing on every airline, on every plane, doesn't matter what the airline is, the size of the plane, the actual dirtiest thing when they swabbed everything was not the bathroom, it wasn't even the tray, it's the seatbelt. And so if you don't clean the seatbelt, you can remove magazines all you want and take out hot meals and all the food, but if you're not cleaning those seatbelts, then people are still spreading germs.
Yeah.
It's like,
and think about it, everybody touches them after they come back from the bathroom.
What I do is when I get on the plane and I sit down, one of the first things they do when you take off is they give you those towels, the hot towels, supposedly you wash your face and stick them and clean my ears and whatever. And then I wipe off the top of the tray. And I wipe off.
See, you're part of the problem.
You're part of the problem.
You're spreading your germs.
Yeah, that's gross.
No, isn't it? I'm cleaning off the stuff.
Yes, it is. You've wiped off your own germs, and you've cleaned your
germs. I don't have germs. I'm
really gross.
Yeah, you do. You're not using antibacterial anything either, so it's not killing the germs. It's just water that's coming from your ears and your gross earwax. Who even does that anyway? And you're wiping it on the tray table.
I'm so glad I'll never have to fly with Doug anywhere. I just feel like it's yes. I'll sit back in steerage. I'll be fine.
I flew with you once. That was fun.
Okay.
And that was the last time she
Southwest. We were on Southwest. Doug was right in front of me. It was like he was in first class again.
So the CDC, other than having to deal with all of this stuff with the viruses, has announced that there is a positive effect to the way we're living, at least at the moment. Life expectancy in our country is up for the first time in about 4 years. We're talking about this with Dr. Ken. We listen to the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. You'll hear the story of this, the fact that we're living an average of a month longer than we did a couple of years ago. Is that okay? Is that good when we think about the average expectancy being 78.9 or something like that? And another month? Is it, do you even think about when you? I was actually onto this morning. I was getting up as we start every day. Wake up, rise and shine, and you don't understand the cumulative effect of how long. You know, every once in a while we pinch ourselves, Jennifer, and how long she's been with me, how long I've been doing this. Kara's been around for longer than we think she has, and so has Victoria. It just seems like it was yesterday, and yet it's years. And so when you add an extra 1 month, you know, one of the things that the actuaries will tell you, more money is spent in the last 4 or 5 months of all of our lives to keep us alive than is spent the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
The previous 70 or 80 or 90 years, it's the last 2 or 3 months where all the money is spent. And people argue that it's probably, okay, we know what the end result is, so why are we trying to extend people's lives by another few weeks or a few months? Interesting question to pose philosophically. Anyway, so back to the facts here. One of the things that is supposedly responsible for us living longer is there have been fewer overdoses and cancer deaths are decreasing. Isn't that, when you think about it, heroin and prescription painkiller overdoses, killing yourself with fentanyl and cocaine and meth, that number went
not
down.
Not to make it all Trumpy, because you guys are going to go, oh, here she goes again. But the administration has actually made it a priority to go after opioids and the addiction issues, and they did this right away. And I had someone on, it might have actually been Alex Azar from Health and Human Services, or maybe one of his underlings, but it was the first time in like a decade where there was actually a decline, finally, after a couple of years of these programs. And whether it's related or not, obviously they're going to take the credit for it, but it might be that the declines and the overdose deaths had actually come down. My Jeff always talks about, because he works for I guess he works for Kaiser, and so he says that now...
Generous fiance. Go ahead, excuse me.
When people get prescriptions, when they choose, because the doctors are supposed to give them a choice, do you want this or that, basically, and if they take opioids or something, when they go pick up the prescription, it's now mandated, at least in our state, that they give them the overdose shot, basically. So if they take too much of it, you'd have to, by law now, hand that out to people who have prescriptions that they could overdose on. Imagine that. I mean, that's a sad state of affairs, but it's probably helping.
That shot has saved a lot of lives. Demi Lovato is one of them. When she overdosed on opioids and her assistant knew to give her the Narcan shot or whatever they call it. It's crazy. But
heart disease, cancer deaths, that sort of thing, the big baddies are down. But more people in the last couple, 3 years have died from the flu. Remember, I used that number, 70,000 people died last year in America because of the ordinary flu. Doesn't make a headline.
8,200 this year, so far this season.
Yeah,
8,200.
Right. Yeah, that's only 1 month.
Well, they say 15 million people have gotten the flu this season. 8,200 have died.
Yeah, all people with compromised immune systems. Same people are going to be victimized, in essence, by this coronavirus. I've always wondered, and I like to clarify, whether the virus is caused by a bacteria or whether it's caused by a, not bacteria, but a, where did I go with that? Bacteria or what's virus, thank you. Yeah, because when I had that pneumonia last year, remember it was a viral pneumonia, it wasn't it? I thought at first it was bacterial.
Viral pneumonia my mom had that last year. It took her 6 weeks to get rid of it.
Takes a long time. Yep. So those are the kinds of stories that stay with us. So I want to leave you, you know, those things, a lot of people are talking about that sort of thing. Can I give you an idea as we begin the month of February about sending cards to people? Something that I saw and I knew, I set it aside and I thought now is a good time to think about it or to talk about it because we have a couple of weeks and people can actually take action on this if you want to do something that will make people feel good. Operation Valentine is something that's around. It's the request made by seniors, their senior organizations, that people, especially those who know a veteran, an older veteran, like I met somebody when I was home the last time. His name was Major Bill White. He had been in the Marine Corps during World War II. He's 104 years old. Guy's all alone. Has nobody in his life. So somebody like that would be a perfect candidate for a Valentine card. These are people who are survivors. This was the most important war. The guy was in active duty for 43 years. That's another thing. Most people don't stay in the service that long. 43 years. He was injured and wounded to get the Purple Heart Medal. But anyway, I guess I'm thinking he was an example. But don't we all know somebody like that? And don't we know how maybe to get a hold of them? Or you can maybe just find out where there is a senior home. And the people that don't have anybody, women live longer than men, so probably more women could get the Valentine. You know, it's cool. I dropped that on your head because I think that it's a way for us to maybe he'll do something. It's in the next week or so would be the time to do it, to identify someone in a senior living home that you could send a Valentine to. Be my Valentine. 44 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
The campaign kickoff you've been waiting for.
Give your candidate or your business a kickstart with custom print products from Staples.
And right now at Staples, save 25% when you order two or more signs, posters, or banners. Some products are available same day when you order by 2 p.m.
Give your campaign a jump start with help from Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20. Must order two or more of same item for discounts. See store or staples.com/print25 for full details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and Jessica Simpson. Good God, there was nothing else going on in the world. If you're a follower of the gossip pages or People Magazine or TMZ or whatever it is, this book that's supposed to be coming out next week, all about what's called, what is it, what's the name of the book?
Open Book.
Open Book, okay.
And boy, has she. I think she's probably irritated some people because she's spilling tea and she said she didn't ask for permission before she did it. So.
Well, she talks about her deal with Johnny Knoxville when she was married to Nick Lachey. She was doing the Boom Boom with him. They were in the Dukes of Hazzard movie.
Was she actually doing the Boom Boom with him, or did she just like him? She said that they could
apparently,
not be together because
no, but there's
they
a,
were married.
There's a section. Apparently, about them sleeping together.
I will do more research.
She and Knoxville.
Yeah, I don't think that they did.
Love letters back and forth. It resulted in an emotional bond that was far deeper than the one she had with her husband.
I mean, yeah, she revealed that.
Funny, I know. Because I placed such an emphasis on sex by not having it before marriage. After I actually had it, I understood that the emotional part was what mattered, and Johnny and I had that, which seemed more of a betrayal.
They had the emotional
to my marriage than sex.
They had the emotional part, but they didn't have sex. Is what
what's worse?
Saying.
Yeah, that's a good question. What is?
Look, she got married way too young. Once it's another one of those cases. She was married way too young. Never should have done it. So now she's, you know, happily married later on.
Yeah. All right. There you go. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Moving along on the DJV program with a focus on some things that kind of fit together with all the discussion of Super Bowl this past weekend. Caroline Blakely is here with us, the president of an organization called Rebuilding Together. We have her along with Pro Bowler Frank Gore. The idea is to sort of bring people together. Frank Gore was also, in terms of being a Pro Bowler, you were with the Buffalo Bills as a running back. Just give us a little background on your experience as an NFL player, Mr. Gore.
I've been blessed to play NFL 15 years. I went to 5 Pro Bowlers. I started off at San Francisco 49ers. I played there for 10 years. Then I went to the Colts. I played there for 3, then came back home to Miami, played 1 here, and now I finished up in Buffalo. I've been, had a great career so far, but I still feel good, and I think I still want to play the game I still love.
Ms. Blakely, rebuilding homes and stuff, where did this come from? Who's the force behind all this? Because it sounds like a fabulous idea.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. It really has been. This organization's been around 40 years, and it started in Texas with neighbors helping neighbors and choosing an elderly woman in the community and repairing her home for free and allowed her to stay in the community, and it just caught fire and went across the country, and now we have more than 130 affiliates nationwide that all year long focus on helping those in need that need critical repairs to their homes so they can stay in their communities and in their homes in a safe and healthy condition.
This whole thing, how have you come together? I know that home improvement centers at Lowe's are supplying some of the materials for this. So why is it connected to the Super Bowl? What's the significance?
Yeah, so we were lucky enough to be chosen to be the Super Bowl sanctioned charity. about 14 years ago. So this is, I guess, our 21st time doing what we call KCR, Kickoff to Rebuild. And to date, through Kickoff to Rebuild, Rebuilding Together has repaired 158 homes. We've engaged more than 5,000 volunteers and invested more than $5 million in communities nationwide in the cities where the Super Bowl is hosted. So we got connected to the Super Bowl through knowing the NFL commissioner, and he was at the time Paul Tagliabue, and he was very interested in the work that Rebuilding Together was doing. And then Lowe's, who has been working with Rebuilding Together for about 14 years, decided to join us in this special event.
This is all is coming together, I guess, this area in Miami. But just spend a minute, Caroline, please, talking about some of the other areas specifically where you've had success. This has been going on now for a number of years.
Every time in every city where the Super Bowl is, my affiliate there will pick a neighborhood that's in need, and they'll meet the homeowners, scope out the houses, figure out which ones are good for the day of Kickoff to Rebuild. And they'll bring out 200-plus volunteers to really work the entire day in the neighborhoods.
So you're working on homes to improve them, roofs that are leaking, bathrooms?
Oh, sure. We really try to make every home as safe and healthy as we can. Often we work on roofs, painting, making sure the house is pest-free, trip hazard-free, no mold, window weather stripping, smoke alarms, everything to make the house healthy and safe.
Well, it sounds like something that should be getting a lot more attention than it does, frankly. I'm glad to have you here today to tell the story, because I think it's something there. There should be a lot more of these things, frankly. All right, what can people do for more information? Let's say somebody wants to volunteer, a citizen in an area wants to give back by volunteering. How do they do that?
They can go to my website for both ways. It's rebuildingtogether.org, and they can find an affiliate in where they live and give their time, or they can always give their money. So we take all donations, because all these repairs that we provide to the homeowners are free, and that is because of our donors that we're so fortunate to have that give us money.
Is Lowe's giving you the materials that you're using, too, in the areas where they
Absolutely.
Are?
Absolutely. Lowe's right now gives materials and dollars and their employees' time.
rebuildingtogether.org/kickoff-rebuild-comes-miami-super-bowl-54. Thanks for being here. Pro Bowler Frank Gore from the Buffalo Bills and Caroline Blakely, who's the president of Rebuilding Together, here on the DJV program.
At Sprint, we know how much you depend on your phone. So when you've got a cracked screen, it's the worst.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.